What are your thoughts this morning? What are the status of the lawsuits in Oklahoma about earthquakes and their ties to the oil and gas industry?
Well, what you first said there was right. When we started the lawsuits in August of 2014, people thought we were crazy, that there was no truth to what we were alleging. Of course, I had had experience with the same thing in Arkansas years before I filed that suit there in Lincoln County. The status of the case is there are two lawsuits in Lincoln County, one for Sandra Laudra, who had basically a chimney fall on her, and then another lawsuit brought by Jennifer Cooper, which is a class action lawsuit designed to recover property damage. And then one of the lawsuit that I think is most important as it relates to what happened on Saturday was brought by the Sierra Club in federal court. That's the lawsuit that's designed to bring moratorium areas and to have the federal courts control the volumes and the pressures of injection into the earth that are over these fault lines and causing quakes.
So the status of those quakes, Scott Porter?
The status is that the cases in Lincoln County are in the discovery phase. We want to go ahead and get Sandra Laudra's case tried to a jury first. The status of the Sierra Club case is that we're on pending a motion to dismiss. The industry in that case is taking the tact with their motion to dismiss to say the Oklahoma Corporation Commission is doing its job. And look, they're doing a good job. The quakes are actually coming down. There's not as many of them, so it must be working. So, federal judge, you need to stay out of it. The OCC is doing its job. And, you know, at the time that they were saying that, there were less earthquakes, but the time period was just way too short to give it any scientific credence. What happened on Saturday morning was what all the geoscientists were saying we should expect, which was a big earthquake. That earthquake on Saturday tied the same magnitude of the quake that hit in Prague in November of 2011. And so the damages that you see in and around Pawnee are similar to the damages that we saw in Lincoln County, specifically Prague, in the surrounding areas in November of 2011.
How does what happened Saturday change the dynamics of the lawsuits?
Well, I hope it. I hope what it does is it brings them back to the forefront. There was a period of time there where they were very much in everybody's minds, and we had a lot of strength behind us in that we got a lot of public support. And I think that this will help that. I think that we'll see, again, so I know that I got a lot of texts and emails and comments on different social media platforms on Saturday. So I hope it just gets everybody back behind it and brings it back to the forefront. And that's kind of the way you're seismic activity was going. It kind of quieted down, and now we know that it's not something that's going away unless something happens.
Well, and this is Jim Beckham. I'm a school superintendent here in Oklahoma, and education is a big part of what I do. So to educate the public out there, as dependent as Oklahoma is on the oil and gas industry, do you think at this point in time, with the oil and gas industry facing catastrophic drops in oil that basically hindering the oil and gas industry will make the situation even worse economically in Oklahoma? I guess hinder's a bad word, but forcing them to jump through more and more hoops.
Well, I think the number one issue here is safety, and I think that it's that every Oklahoman over there deserves to be safe in their own home. And the price of oil was certainly way down earlier this year, but it has made somewhat of an improvement. But in the end, it's about keeping your family safe in your own home And that's certainly not the case in and around Pawnee for sure this weekend.
Now, most likely, are you going to be in Oklahoma City this week, Scott?
Yes, I am. I'm going to come over there tomorrow, start driving over tomorrow.
All right, well, we'll look forward to what you're finding on the ground. The assessment's going on because this hits Saturday morning, and everybody's off. In fact, I even had a jovial attitude as I was waiting for the house to fall in. I thought to myself, well, which politician, especially these secondary office holders, will run and exploit the deal? None of them did because I bet most of them are on vacation. But I will tell you this, that is the sort of thing that gets your attention. I mean, big time. And in fact, I think the Geological Society has said, or the survey has said this morning, and I'll find the story a little later, that the energy was much more than the Prague earthquake. The only thing that's, that I know between the two is that Oklahoma State tends to win on Saturdays whenever there's big earthquakes. We're really concerned. We got to see what the science is saying about that. Sometimes it's before the game, sometimes after.
Well, I'm glad we can find some humor in it. At least the Lodgers were actually watching the football game in November of 2011 when the earthquake hit them. So there is some sort of parallel.
All right, well, we'll look forward to this. We know that there's a couple of cases moving forward, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see more. Got us any insight to that, Mr. Pointer?
Oh, yeah. Unless something's done, there's going to be more. And that's not just a lawyer talking. That's what scientists have been saying. Dan McNamara at USGS said last year to expect a big earthquake if something's not done. So all the geoscientists were expecting this. It wasn't a surprise to them. And our experts are telling us there's going to be more aftershocks, and they wouldn't be surprised if there was another one of the same size or if not bigger.
Well, I'm sure when the AP rankings come out, Singer fans will feel that this afternoon. So, all right, Mr. Pointer. Scott Pointer with the Pointer Law Group. If you people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
The easiest way is to go to stopthequakes.com, and on that website, all of the case information on the cases that we're working on is there. But there's also a screen on the Contact Us page where they can just shoot me an email.
All right. Scott
Pointer's in
Little Rock. Been to Doe's lately?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You go there as much as you can.
All right. Well, if you brought one of those big steaks and some mollies over, we wouldn't have an objection with that. That might seem unduly influencing our guest. Look forward to seeing you, and we'll be talking to the other side pretty soon. But Scott Pointer's the guy who got involved in this way early when Oklahoma firms just frankly wouldn't. Have a great week, Scott.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
All right. Coming up, we'll be talking to George Young. You know, why did the media not cover his story? He got done what he wanted done anyway about diversity.